And the rest of us, we're going to spend some time looking at the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you've given us your Word. It's a very special gift. That you would share your thoughts and your ideas with us. That you reveal your heart to us. That you share your ways. That you give us truth. And you lead us into your life. So help us this morning, Lord. Speak to our hearts by your word and your Holy Spirit. Soften our hearts. Make us willing to go with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to start talking over the next season, the next several weeks in the life of the church on a new theme. So this is nothing more than an introduction this morning. But it's a topic that excites me, that I enjoy. It is about wisdom. And I want to look at different passages of Scripture, but center our attention on the book of Proverbs. I actually believe that we neglect the Word of God and we neglect the book of Proverbs too. Because sometimes we think, oh, that's just philosophy or old sayings. Some of the Israel had their sayings and we have our sayings.
When Israel
But there were many sayings in those days. God did not put them all in the Bible. He actually just chose a few. Maybe because some of the sayings are rubbish. And he only wants to give us the good ones. And he gave us a collection. Mostly through Solomon's wisdom. But those things could be very valuable if we're willing to learn from them. See, what interests me about the world we live in is it's not always logical. You would think that if you had lots of money, maybe a very good education.
Now
you were intelligent. You passed at least 2 university degrees. And maybe if you were good looking. People say, look, he's got it all. Success academically. Success financially. Healthy in his body. I don't know what the ideal picture is. Big and strong and handsome. You meet a few people like that in life. Not that many. And what you discover actually is some of them have the most messed up lives. The rich guy that has it all, his marriage is in a mess. A total disaster. And he had such a pretty wife. You would have thought he'd be happy. But his life is destroyed. Or the intelligent guy who's got all these degrees from universities, and then he declares there's no God and shoots himself dead. See, this is where the world is illogical. Because you would think that if you were clever and wealthy and healthy, surely you'd have a good life. But some of those people have the most messed up lives. They can be depressed and broken hearted and have marriage problems. Makes me think of a story I read in the news a few weeks ago. One of the founders of a certain type of fund or investment process in the richest part of New York, there where all the trading happens. The guy is about 70 years old. And his 40-something year old son murders him. Because he didn't give his son enough pocket money. It's shocking. For one thing, why is a 40-year-old man depending on pocket money from his dad? And they get in a fight about money, which his father has millions and millions of dollars. And the son gets so angry that he can't get his hands on it. And these must be clever people. Know how to do business. But didn't know how to build life. See, I want to talk about how you build life. Because Jesus said there's two kinds of builders. A wise builder and a foolish builder. Not a clever builder and a stupid builder. The point I'm trying to make to you now is that the intelligent man can be the foolish builder. Because wisdom and intelligence are two different things. Look at 1
Corinthians 3, verse 18.
We can read from verse 18 to
21. Aza misy mamita tena Raha misy eo aminareo manao azo hoendry amin'izao tontolo izao, aoka ho adala izy mba hoendry. Fa ny fahendren'izao tontolo izao dia fahadalana eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra. Fa voasoratra hoe ny hafetsen'ny endry ihany no entiny misambotra azy. Ary indray, Jehovah no mahalala ny hevitry ny endry, fa zava-pony izany, ka dia aza misy manao olona ho reharehany, fa anareo ny zavatra rehetra, na Paoly, na Apolosy, na Kefasy.
Are you reading 1 Corinthians 3?
Yes.
Verse 18 to 21?
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't sound right to me. Okay. Did you go on? Okay.
Yes.
Just from verse 18 to 21.
Ye manomboka eo amin'ny andininy fahavalo ambin'ny folo ka hatramin'ny faraika amby roapolo a. Dia eo amin'ny faraika amby roapolo tsika izao, ka dia aza misy manao olona ho reharehany fa anareo ny zavatra rehetra.
Okay, because that scripture tells us there are two kinds of wisdom.
Satria andala tsoratra masina io dia miteny amintsika hoe misy karazana fahendrena anankiroa.
Now you should be worried.
So you know mila hoe manahy anao izao.
What if you've been learning the wrong kind?
Hoe ahoana ary raha ohatra ka le anankiray diso nefa ny anaranao?
What if you thought you were becoming very clever?
Ahoana raha ohatra ny eritreritranao hoe za izany me manomboka me marantsaina?
But it's the wisdom of the world.
Kanefa ka le fahendrena izao tontolo izao.
Which is foolishness to God.
Izay fahadalana amin'Andriamanitra.
What that means is when God sees people following the world's wisdom, he looks at them and goes, ah, what are you doing?
Dikan'izay hoe raha manaraka an'le fahendrena izao tontolo izao.
The world's wisdom says accumulate possessions, get rich. Gather more, hoard it up, store it
up.
And the rich man does that. And God looks at him and says, what are you doing? Don't be a fool. Because you can't take it to heaven, you can't do anything with it unless you're using it to bless and build. Worldly wisdom is dangerous because it deceives you.
Ni fahendrena izao tontolo izao dia tena zava-doza satria mamitaka anao izy.
It says along that path you're going to find what you want.
Izy hoe amin'iny lalana iny ianao ahita ny zavatra tadiavinao.
Like an 18-year-old boy.
Tahaka an'ilay tovolahy kely valo ambin'ny folo taona.
That can't wait to get married.
Dia efa tsy andriny mihitsy ilay hoe anambady.
And he wants to know about a woman. He doesn't want to get married first. He's in too much of a hurry. Because he doesn't want to look like a fool to his friends. He wants to be able to say to his friends, I am experienced. I know stuff. What he learns is pain and death. Because he follows worldly wisdom, does what his friends are doing, gets a girlfriend, gets in bed, hurts her, hurts himself. Because God says that is for marriage. But I thought I was clever. I was gaining knowledge, gaining experience. Do you know where it comes from? Right at the beginning we read Eve is with the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
And
the devil says to Eve, check this tree.
Look
at the fruit. It's the tree of knowledge.
azo ny fahalalana io.
If you eat this fruit, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, you'll know stuff.
Raha ohatra anao mihinana amin'ity hazo dia amin'ny voankazo ity a, dia hitovy amin'Andriamanitra anao, hisokatra amin'ny masonao.
And Eve looked at the fruit and she saw it was pleasing to the eye.
Dia nijereny Eva ilay voankazo dia izy tena mahafinaritra amin'ny maso tokoa.
Good to eat.
Tena tsara ho fihinana.
And it can make you wise.
Ary mahatonga anao hanapahalalana.
Wrong wisdom.
Tena hoe fahendrena.
The wrong kind of wisdom. Human beings have always been looking for knowledge. Because they believe that this knowledge will make them more powerful. Wisdom from God is different.
Ny fahendrena avy amin'Andriamanitra dia tsy mitovy amin'izany.
I want to promote the idea of God's wisdom.
Ary tiako ho asandratra ilay hevitr'Andriamanitra ny amin'ilay hoe ny fahendren'Andriamanitra.
And show you that the world's wisdom is corrupt.
Dia tiako aseho anareo hoe ny fahendrena izao tontolo izao dia mamitaka.
And when you follow the world's ways,
ka raha manaraka ny fanaon'izao tontolo izao ianao a,
it leads you towards sin and choices that dishonor.
Dia hitarika anao izany ho any amin'ny fahotana sy safidy a izay analabaraka.
Which end up hurting you and other people.
Izay ny afarany dia handratra anao sy handratra ny hafa.
When you get into the world systems, you'll see it's got all its ways of operating. Receiving bribes, paying bribes. A little tip, some inside info. Being connected to the right person to get the favor you're looking for. But when you go down those routes, follow that path. It's only a few more steps and someone else uses it against you. Some guy says, "Hey, see, I knew just the right guy to pay." And I got that thing approved. And it was straightforward after that. It was easy. I'm talking about when you pay a bribe to a government official. And suddenly the doors open. So you go through and everything's going well. But suddenly there's this sharp pain in your back and it's a knife someone stuck there. Because then you face another problem. This guy wants to take your land. And he paid the judge. And now that system you thought worked so well for you has come back to bite you. But people want to live by worldly wisdom. It never works out well in the end. Worldly wisdom says to the young guy, "See, all your friends have girlfriends." Look how happy they are.
So
you get a girlfriend. And all she does is fight with you. And you spend your money on her, buying her nice gifts. And then she leaves you. For another guy. But you just wanted to be cool like your friends. And now you're heartbroken.
potika.
So you go talk to your friends.
De lasa no mandeha miresaka amin'ny namanao.
Who looked so happy?
Le mifijerinao anazy ohatra le sambatra be iny.
And they say, yeah, women do that to you.
De ozy say, yes, any ngena tao vehivavy aminao e.
Yeah, it happened to us too.
Efa nitranga taminay koa izany.
Yeah, but you looked so happy.
Fa ianao nefa ohatra ny sambatra be mifijerinao.
And you find out they're just very good actors.
Avy eo tsikaritra hoe ary zareo ohatra le mpilalao mahay fotsiny.
They should get the Oscar. They get the award.
De lasa nahazo medaly tamin'izany fotsiny izy.
Best actor.
Tena hoe mpanao ohatra ny le mpanao tantara mahay.
They're not actually happy when you're following the ways of the world.
Fa rehefa tena manaraka ny lalan'izao tontolo izao a, dia hita hoe aitsa tsy falina sambatra akory izy.
And if you're happy, it's fleeting. It's just for a moment and then it's gone.
Ary raha misy fahasambarana ao anatin'ilay izy dia zavatra kely mandalo fotsiny izany.
But listen to a description of real wisdom from Proverbs.
Andao nefa nene hojerevantsika ny famaritana an'izany atao hoe fahendren'izany a ao amin'ny oabolana.
Let's read Proverbs chapter 3.
Andao vakitsika ny oabolana toko fahatelo.
Comes right after Psalms, so you can find it. If you find Psalms, just go forward a bit more.
Yeah, arinan salamo misy anazy raha mahita ny salamo ianao de ao ambadimbadika kely ny eo le izy.
And then chapter 3 from verse 13.
De manomboka eo amin'ny toko fahatelo a de ny andininy fahatelo ambin'ny folo.
To verse 24.
Hatramin'ny fahaefatra amby roapolo. Sambatra izay olona mahita fahendrena sy izay olona mahazo fahalalana fa ny fandratoana azy de tsara noho ny fandratoana volafotsy ary ny tombom-barotra aminy de mihoatra noho ny volamena tsara sarobidy noho ny voangy izy ary izay rehetra irinao tsy misy azo ampitahaina aminy fa andro maro ny eo an-tanany ankavanana ary arena sy voninahitra ny eo an-tanany ankavia lalàna mahafinaritra ny lalany ary fiadanana ny alehany rehetra azonaina ho an'izay rehetra mifikitra aminy izy ary izay rehetra mitana azy no atao hoe sambatra. Fahendrena no nanorenan'i Jehovah ny tany ary fahalalana no nampitoherin'ny lanitra. Ny fahalalana no entiny mampiboiboika ny rano any amin'ny lalina sy ampiteteva ny ando avy amin'ny rahona. Anaka, aoka tsy hiala masonao izany. Raketo ny tena fahendrena sy ny fisainana mazava ka dia hoain'ny fanahinao izany ary ho firavaky ny vozinao dia handroso amantoky ianao ka tsy ho tafitohina ny tongotrao tsy atahotra ianao raha mandry eny andry ianao ary ho mamy ny toromasonao.
Solomon wrote that.
I Solomona no nanoratra an'io.
And he was extremely wise.
Ary izy dia tena nanam-pahendrena be mihitsy.
And richer than anyone you've ever met.
Ary izy dia mpanankarena lavitra noho izay rehetra efa hitanao.
Now he didn't seek after riches.
Ary izy tsy nikatsaka arena.
When Solomon started out leading Israel.
Tamin'ny Solomona vao hanomboka hitarika ny vahoakan'ny Israely a.
God kind of made him an offer.
Ate nametrahana andriamanitra ohatra ny hoe nisy tolotra nataon'andriamanitra taminy.
I want to put it to you that God makes you an offer too.
De tiako apetraka aminareo ilay izy andriamanitra koa manome tolotra ho anao koa.
Like right now when you're sitting here, God also offers you things.
Amin'izao fotoana izao ianao io mipetraka eo io manolotra zavatra ho anao koa andriamanitra.
God said to Solomon, what to ask me something, I'll do it for you.
Ozy izy andriamanitra tamin'ny Solomon hoe angatao izay zavatra tianao a fa homeko anao.
Solomon said to God, I ask you for wisdom.
De ozy izy Solomon tamin'andriamanitra hoe fahendrena no angatahako avy any aminao.
And not just wisdom so he can look clever.
De tsy le hoe fahendrena fotsiny amin'izay hoe hita ohatra ny hoe olona marani-tsaina mifijery azy.
But wisdom so that he could lead Israel justly.
Fa fahendrena mba tena hoe ahafahany mitarika tsara ampahamarinana ny vahoakan' Israely.
He needed to make decisions.
Ary mila manao mandray fanapaha-kevitra izy.
people would come to him with their problems and he needed to settle arguments and bring peace.
Hoe tonga ny olona miaraka amin'ny olany a dia izy no mila mandamina le ady a tonga fiavanana sy fiadanana eo amin'ny olona.
Israel had been at war.
Ny Israeliana dia tao anatin'ny ady.
But he needed to lead Israel into a time of peace.
Fa izy kosa no mila mitarika ny Israely a ho any amin'ny tany miadana.
When the war outside has stopped, then the enemy tries to create chaos and conflict inside Israel. And Solomon needs to go further than David did. David had military strength and they won external battles. But Solomon had to keep Israel intact so Israel didn't destroy itself from the inside.
Ary Solomon kosa dia mila miazona tsara ny Israeliana mba tsy hatonga jareo iady hatrany.
Wisdom to lead people.
Faendrena afahana mitarika olona.
As a father in my family, I need that same wisdom.
Amaray anao anatin'ny fianakaviako dia mila izany karazam-pahendrena izany a.
To keep my family together.
Mba afahako miazona tsara ny fianakaviako itoetra iray.
To stop this one from fighting with that one.
Ary manajanona ny anankiray ity mba tsy hiady amin'ity iray ity.
To keep my wife's energy levels up so she doesn't get burnt out.
Mba iazona ihany koa ny herin'ny vadiko mba tsy hahatonga anazy ohatrany hoe ho maina tsisy ninina intsony.
When's it the right time to take a holiday?
Hoe rovina ny fotoana mety aho angalana vacances?
Should we employ someone to do the gardening?
Hoe tokony anakarama olona hanao ny zaridaina ve?
How many days a week do I pay someone to wash dishes?
Hoe impiry isan-kerinandro aho no mila manakarama olona hanasa vilia?
Can we afford that nice toy?
We have a feed and it's killalo tsara be ri vetsik.
Probably not.
Angamba tsisa metsi u afaka no ansay.
There's always one more thing you want to buy.
Satri misavatra anakiray hafa foana tianao hovidiana.
But will it make the family healthier?
Fa atonga le fianakaviana ho salama kokoa ve
io? Will it make this place a place of peace?
Ah, tonga ny toerana tio toera piadanana na fiavanana ve io?
Will this decision bring joy to my wife?
Ity fanapahakevitra ity ve itondra fifaliana ho amin'ny vadiko?
It takes wisdom.
Mila faendrena izany.
And Solomon asked for wisdom.
Ary Solomona nangataka faendrena izy.
And God said, good choice.
Dia hoy izy Andriamanitra tsara ny safidinao.
I'm paraphrasing because that's not how it's written in the Bible.
And tenen ko amin'ny heviny, ohatrany fomba fitenena azy le izy fa tsy izay nanoratana anazy tato anaty Baiboly.
But what the Bible says, it means the same as that.
Fa le soratana tato anaty Baiboly tena izay mihitsy ny heviny.
God says, I'm pleased that you asked for wisdom.
Because you're
going to be able to build something with that wisdom. So to help you, I'm going to make you rich as well. So he gives him just wealth as a blessing on top of his request.
And
then he offers him a third conditional bonus.
He says,
if you walk in my ways,
I'll
give you long life. So you can follow after God or you can do your own thing, and if you do your own thing, I'm going to kill you. Well, it didn't come like that. It was an offer. It was nice. It was like, follow me and you'll have a long life. But you can also read the reverse. It says, go your own way and you're not going to live very long.
See,
so of course, I think Solomon, once he got wisdom, he probably wanted to follow God and have a long
life.
Then he amassed wealth. He got rich. And he had power and respect. And he made a name for himself with the wisdom God gave him.
And
you know how I know he wasn't quite following the wisdom of this world. He wasn't getting wealth in order to feel secure. Because he said this thing about wisdom, that it's more precious than silver.
It
pays back more than gold.
It's more
precious than rubies.
Sapphires. Sapphire.
Whatever you dig out of the ground
here.
In South Africa, it's diamonds. Wisdom is more precious than that. Said the man who had all the gold and the wisdom. The point I'm trying to make is Solomon was positioned to understand this better than us. So wisdom is a practical thing. And it enables us to make decisions that lead us towards a life that is good.
Arsan te man me atsika afa atsika mandray fanapahakevitra makany amin'ny fanapahakevitra itarika atsika ho any amin'ny zavatra tsara.
It's not head knowledge.
Tsy hoe fahalalana tondo fotsiny.
It's actually knowledge that translates into decisions.
Fa fahalalana izay adika ho lasa fanapahakevitra
around how you live your life.
We otana wona ni aina non fiaina nao.
So it's how you build your relationships.
We awona no anangana non nama ne on fina manan.
How you invest or what you do with money.
We awona yina netono amresa karapula awona mfumba anova no petaka ni amnin.
The direction you take your whole life.
We zle suta remantuli taria non fiaina nao mint.
And interestingly, wisdom doesn't usually just fall upon you out of the sky.
Because
even this guy Solomon, who didn't have enough wisdom, asked for wisdom, received wisdom. He must have thought, this is, many people need this.
So,
let's look at what he wrote at the beginning of Proverbs from the chapter 1. Read from verse
1 to 6. Ny oabolan'ny Solomona, zanak David, mpanjakan'ny Israely. Alalana ni faendrena si fananarana ari a fantarana nteny ni faalalana azuna fananarana mampaendry de faamarinana si rarni ari faitsina anomeza paendrena ho an'ny kelisaina ary faalalana si fisainana mazava ho an'ny zatovo aoka ny endry iaino ka hitombo saina ary aoka ny manam-panahy ahazo fitariana tsara ahafantarana ho abolana sy fanoharana ary ny teniny endry sy ny teniny saropatarina ataony. Ny
I've shown you that wisdom is desirable.
Efa nasehoko anareo hoe ny fahendrena na ny fahalalana dia mahaliana.
It's precious, it's worth more than silver and gold. And then Solomon himself, who had it, he wrote this and said that he wrote these proverbs in order for us to be able to obtain wisdom.
Ari Solomon refa nahazo anazy dia nanoratra ny reto zavatra reto hoy izy hoe mba azahoany hafa fahalalana ihany koa fahendrena ihany koa.
So he says the proverbs of Solomon.
Dia hoy izy hoe ny bolan'i Solomon.
Son of David, king of Israel.
Zanak Davida, mpanjakan'i Israely.
For attaining wisdom and discipline.
Alalana fahendrena sy fananarana.
So what are the proverbs for?
Inara ny antony le oabolana.
It's Solomon's way of saying you too can learn wisdom.
Fomba fitenenan'i Solomon izany hoe ianao koa ange afaka mianatra fahendrena.
He's taking his treasure store of wisdom and he's writing it down.
Raisin le arena ny atao ny arena ny fahalalana fahendrena rehetra tao dia nisoratany le izy.
To share it with you.
Mba ho zarainy aminareo.
So that you too can become wise.
Mba ianao koa afaka manam-pahendrena koa.
Not in worldly wisdom but in this precious wisdom from God.
Tsy le amin'ny fahendrena izao tontolo izao fa amin'ity fahendrena sarobidin'Andriamanitra ity.
He doesn't say you have to just wait for God to drop it into your brain. Maybe it worked like that for him, but not for you. But for you, he says, you can learn it. Even those who are already wise can gain even more. Now, Solomon was extremely rich. There are people that still dig up artifacts in the Middle East who are looking for stores of wealth. Maybe Solomon had a room and it was just full of gold.
And it was
closed with a heavy door. And there was a key. I'm sure it's bigger than this key. But if I told you this key will open the door to Solomon's bank vault, his safe. And you can get all his gold. That's actually second best. Because the wisdom is worth more than gold. And Solomon wrote Proverbs and says, here it is. And what do we say? Maybe I'll read it another time. I don't know what Kim's going on about. I don't know why this guy keeps talking. Just give me money, I'll rather have that. People are going to come to me after the meeting. They ask me for money. Why are they asking me for money? Probably because somewhere they didn't have enough wisdom. See, guy comes and says, oh, I need help, my wife threw me out. She threw me out the house.
Hitanao, manantona na le rangato sise, tena mila fanampina fa nroasy ny vadiko.
A guy comes, he says, I was staying with my friend, but my friend kicked me out.
De tonga manantona ny lehilahy anankiray, zahako miara-mipetraka amin'ny namako fa nroasy ny namako a.
I need money.
Mila vola.
You need more wisdom.
Mila fahendrena ianao.
You need to learn not to fight with your friend.
Mila mianatra ianao hoe ahoana mba tsy hadivanao amin'ny namanao.
You need to learn not to fight with your husband or your wife.
Ianao mila mianatra ahoana ny tsy hadivanao amin'ny vadinao na lahy ianao na vavy.
Why must I pay your rent?
Fa manina izany tsy maintsy mandongo ny hofatranonareo.
The problem is you need wisdom.
Ny olana hoe mila fahendrena ianao.
Stop making such bad choices.
Mitsahara amin'ny fanaovana safidy.
Stop fighting with people and getting yourself into a mess.
De mitsara koa ny fiadivana manolona dia avy eo no manakorotana ny tenanao ihany.
You need money for medical treatment because you got addicted to alcohol or drugs.
Mila volana no ividananao fanafody satria lasa ohatra ny misotro alcool be loatra anao na milasa zatra loatra le drogy.
People come and ask for money.
Dia tonga ny olona mangataka vola.
We're asking for the wrong thing.
Mangataka an'le zavatra diso ianao.
All the time we think money is going to fix our problems.
Mieritreritra foana ianao vola ny anano avan'ny olako.
We need wisdom.
Mila fahendrensika.
There's wisdom in the word of God about how to build your life.
Ary misy fahendrena ato amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra izay azontsika mpiarina amin'ny fiainatsika.
The girl comes and she's pregnant and the man left her.
Tonga le rahavehivavy dia bevoka dia nilozan'le lehilahy.
Your boyfriend didn't love you. He wanted your body.
Tsy tian'le sipanao iny izany ianao fa ny vatanao no nitadiaviny.
He used you and threw you away.
Nampiasainy fotsiny ianao dia avy eo ianao atsipony.
Ah, help me.
Ah, ampio ah.
You need wisdom.
Mila fahendrena ianao.
You need wisdom to see through the lies of someone who proclaims love when they just have lust for you.
Mila fahendrena ianao ahitanao an'le lainga rehefa misy olona mody mitory fitiavana anao nefa ny fa ny rindratsy fotsiny ao anatiny.
Oh, but I wanted to be loved.
Aka sanga mba te otine.
And he was so handsome.
He's cool, huh? But gospel.
He's a silly little boy without a job.
Tena lelatsis tikan tsmanana sakuris.
And he has no self-control.
Ar tsma fetena kur.
You think he's a man, but he can't treat you with respect.
Mertete no lelati neva ne no arats voatsane kur.
Young men that don't know how to respect a woman.
Ni tuv laze tsmai manaja vevavy a.
Oh, I wish I could smack some of them.
Ah, tena sar. Ramba izamako ny afaka mamelaka andreny a.
You think you're cool but you're nothing.
Mieritreritra anao hoe cool nefa tsisy dikany.
And young girls that fall for those kind of guys, they need wisdom.
Ary ny tovavy izay matympitiavana ny karazan-dehilahy ohatr'izany koa mila fahendrena.
Before their life is destroyed.
Mialohany hampitehan'ny fiainany.
James says to us, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask.
We're going
to learn wisdom from the book of Proverbs over the coming weeks.
And
but it starts by saying, I see the value of wisdom.
And
saying to God, please give me wisdom.
So
I'm going to pray for us, and I want you to pray, and I want you to ask God for wisdom.
Let's
close our eyes. Heavenly Father, it is actually quite easy to mess up our lives. It's easy to fall for the wrong person. It's easy to live by the ways of the world. But God, we need your wisdom. We need wisdom to build a good life. Wisdom to lead others towards you. Wisdom to lead our own lives. Wisdom to make tough but good choices. Wisdom to see the right path to take. Father, we ask you for wisdom. I ask you for wisdom. Wisdom for my life. Wisdom that will take me to a good place. Wisdom that will teach me to walk in your ways. This wisdom that is more precious than silver. This wisdom that pays back more than gold. We ask you today for wisdom, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.